Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
Please welcome the wickedly talented Bam! Bam!
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. I got a real good feeling about this one. You know, I know everyone needs a break from the week, and we're here to provide it. My name is Levins.
I'm Angus.
And we got Noon. A break. No, okay. Should we take it from the top?
I was going to do a really good intro.
Yeah, well,
this is why I don't want to do
it. We'll keep
too.
This in anyway. But we'll do
oh, no, I'm joking. I don't want to arrange.
No, same. No, but just say it again, and then we'll.
Okay, okay.
If people want to get a surprise,
okay. You wink at me when I should jump in.
Okay, well, we'll say that we've never had guests, and we've got a special guest tonight.
That's a great idea.
But we'll keep this in because I don't.
Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey Fam. For the first time tonight, my name is Levins.
My name's Queeby, Jeffrey Katzenberg, CEO of.
Of course. Nice to have you back again for another week.
It's good to be here.
And no other guests.
None.
So tonight we're going to be talking Noon's here, everybody. We have not had a guest on since The Last of Us 2. We had Alexi on for like 3 hours.
We've only had white men this year, and it looks like that's what it's going to be like.
I am
going to
continue the tradition of white men.
It's good. Now, this is what's interesting about this one is... About this white man is it's the first time... that someone's asked us to come on.
Yeah.
you hit us both up actually when we were wrapping up last week at about 11:50.
Yeah, we should read out the messages that are great. I'm really impressed with your ability to just put yourself in there, get yourself out there. I mean, if anyone wants tips on like, you know, how to make it in media,
yeah.
Noon, he's got you covered.
Thank you.
Cuz this was last Wednesday, we're recording here. Hey Fam East.
Yep.
So East Studios. And it was like, just as shit was wrapping up, you messaged, you said, come to Levin's next week birthday episode.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm coming next week birthday episode. And then we were like, oh, that's amazing. Noon just invited himself on to the podcast. And then we're still recording, editing. At 3 minutes to midnight, I got a message saying, coming over next week's Hey Fam recording.
Oh. And I was like, have you got something to say? Like,
it's a big announcement.
But have you come on because there's like a big press release or you've got some news you want to share and you're like, because we'll have you on as much as we can, but you were very like, I'm coming next week.
I just wanted to hear an episode because I don't listen to any of them.
You don't listen to them unless I'm on them live. I think the last time you were on episode, I wasn't on the episode.
Yeah,
you did.
That's
it,
true.
Like,
where were you again? I was trying to telling someone.
You're overseas.
Oh, you're in Japan. That's right. We banked a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
And then we were like,
oh no, I was only in Japan for like.
Oh,
you
were in December last year. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We did it in there on the kitchen table. And we used my iPhone because we didn't have the...
That's right.
And it sounded fine. No one knew the difference.
So Noon, for those who don't know, Noon is Angus's business partner in Moods.
Oh, yeah.
Lumen.
Fashion. In the fashion...
Yeah.
Two fashion lords.
I know.
You know.
Right now, you'd be forgiven for thinking this was Milan and this was Fashion Week. If you walked in this room.
Every week, I listen to my podcast and I think, is this Milan?
Yeah. Am I in Milan again?
Yeah.
Almost.
This sounds almost like Milan there. On this podcast.
This is... yeah. And Noon has also been a feature of every live show. Yep. Three live shows or two.
And most famous for, I think, in your career for being...
Danny Clayton.
No, the main reviewer, the third reviewer of the HeyFam Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Official Aquaman review.
Which was one of our most downloaded episodes probably that week at least.
Yeah. And I reckon Noon can take all credit for that.
Yeah, same here.
Not Aquaman.
And that was a great night when we saw Jason Momoa. We had pigtails. Remember you picked a kid up?
Well, yeah, Jason Momoa was at the screening that we were at.
Very rare.
Mm.
Very rare that happens.
But Noon, of course, not the only guest we have here tonight. Noon, I know you're here because it's your birthday. This is a birthday present to yourself, right?
Yes.
But Angus,
in the past, we've had to record messages for birthdays, but this is like top tier. This is like I'm coming on as a guest.
Yeah, totally. So obviously, it's Noon's birthday this weekend. Angus's birthday's in January. My birthday's in April.
Oh.
Regular listeners of the show will know that quite recently, Angus gave me a late birthday present.
Oh, which was very late.
Lin-Manuel Miranda print, which I don't want. And I thought, well, I should get ahead of the game. I'll give Angus his birthday present early this year. So we have a fourth guest tonight. If you just want to turn that button on there, turn the hologram on. And
Wait, what are we doing?
Okay, he's in the room now. Oh, look, everyone, it's a special guest. It's Angus's dad with a birthday message.
What are you doing?
Happy birthday, Angus. Look at you. You're 36.
Who is
all
this?
Grown up.
It's your dad. Whoa, hologram. Beautiful.
Look at him.
Just like when you were a little boy.
That's not my dad.
I watch over you, your cat, and your anime statues every day.
Who is that?
Sometimes I drop hints on around.
Is that my dad putting on a voice?
When you hear someone say the N-word.
Is it? Yeah.
Or when you drop a big R-word. Remember when I would ride you to school on my Tommy?
Oh, that is my dad. Why is he putting on a voice?
Because he's a hologram.
Wait, what's happening? Oh, the Kanye.
He's a hologram.
Oh my God. So much has happened in the world. So much has happened in the world that when I did this, because this last week.
Did you say my dad say the N-word?
We'll listen to it in a minute.
When did you do this?
Week, Kim Kardashian celebrated her birthday with this party. This ridiculous party.
That's so weird.
That
doesn't sound like my dad. I think he was doing like a Bush poet
voice. But she held this enormous, enormous party. And everyone was like, oh my God, how tasteless for Kim to be doing this at this time in, you know, while everything else is going on in the world.
And then she quadrupled down and kept posting photos about it.
Yeah, like, yeah. But everyone's like, oh, Kanye wasn't there. Good guy Kanye. He decided to sit with this one out, and he won't do anything tasteless for Kim's birthday. But then Kim drops a video,
I think it was incredible.
Yeah.
To me, that's the next Kanye album.
That's
Donda.
Kanye paid for a hologram of Kim Kardashian.
The late Robert Kardashian, famous for being David Schwimmer in the Cuba Gooding Jr. He was in Simpson series.
Entertainment lawyer.
Robert Kardashian
defended OJ.
The glove didn't fit.
You must have quit.
Yeah. So it was like a 2-minute long hologram video.
Using like recorded voice stuff to kind of simulate him or whatever. We don't know how it was exactly made.
So obviously I got the same technology.
But my dad's alive, which is the difference.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, some maybe...
Maybe
could
he
say,
won't be. Well, am I 36?
Someone said this. Look, it could be a tremendous waste of money, especially in 2020, where everyone's making less money except Jeff Bezos. But
And me, I famously got a like 2K pay rise this
famously.
Which I mentioned on the show, which is not a lot of money.
So should I hit play from the top again of this hologram?
I want to hear it. Yeah, it's more touching to me, I think.
Yeah, I didn't think it was my dad for the first...
Look, obviously the technology...
He's putting on a voice.
Technology has a long way
to go. Yeah, he sounds like a Bush...
Is any of this defamatory? Should we put this in PayFam?
No, it's real good stuff.
Oh, okay. All right, let's hit it.
Happy birthday, Angus. Look at you. You're 36 and all grown up. You look beautiful. Just like when you were a little boy. I'll watch over you, your cat, and your anime statues every day. Sometimes I drop hints on around. Like when you hear someone say the N-word, or when you drop a big R-word. Remember when I would ride you to school on my tiny surfboard every day, and we would listen to this song together? Who goes out on a Tuesday night in the storm? Boss too quiet in the cup, a band is full up, step outside. I am so proud of the man you've become, Angus, and all that you've accomplished. Oh, all of your hard work and all those bongs you posted on Instagram are incredible. But most impressive is your commitment to becoming an assassin and carrying on my legacy. It's a long and hard road, but it's worth it. And I'm with you every step of the way.
Oh my God.
The way that you're connecting with your roots and supporting Tumix means so much to me. You are a proud Tumix man, and I am a proud Tumix father. The most beautiful thing that I've witnessed is watching your family grow. You started a podcast with the most genius man in the whole world, Andrew Levins. You are the most amazing father to your four beautiful baby Yodas, and they are perfect. Keep doing what you're doing, Angus. You are a beautiful simp. Know that I'm very proud of you, and I'm always with you. I built a firewall around our family. I love you, son. Tell Shinji, Asuka, and Ray, I love them and miss you all. Don't you just love Halloween?
I'm just messaging him now.
Legend.
Rob Kardashian.
When did you write that? I mean,
Rob Truscott.
When did you pay for that?
Yeah, I signed up to your dad's Patreon.
Cameo.
Cameo. I found your dad on Cameo. And it went way out of the character limit on that Cameo will allow you to submit. Nice.
The fucked thing ever. It's incredible. I'm like blown away.
How'd you
like,
get the technology to project his image so
Donda.
Beautifully in the room?
Donda AU. So I realize Angus is like the hardest person in the world to surprise because he hates it so much.
Do I?
Well, you were just like freaking out. You were like, what have we planned? What have we planned? What's going on?
I thought you were doing a bit. That's not my dad. He's putting a voice on. It didn't sound like my dad.
Flat Rook.
Well, okay, look.
What? What is that show? I'm vomiting because I'm so nervous.
Clean that up off my foot, please.
Like being, I didn't know you when you were 21. So that's my 21st.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I kind of wish my dad was dead, though. That would have had more impact. It's a shame.
So I wrote to him. Actually, you'll fucking love this. I wrote to him on Instagram. I was like, hey, I don't know if you saw the message that Rob Kardashian left via hologram to Kim, but I was hoping to do the same thing for Angus on the show next week. If I write a script, will you read it out?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no problem. And he sent it to me and it was
how long?
24 kilobytes.
So it was like the
lowest bit rate you could possibly send. So maybe that's why he sounds like a bush ranger.
No, he was putting on a voice definitely.
I love it. I think he did a great
job. It's like amazing.
It's like he's reading a book.
Anyways, yeah.
Audible.
It's like oh, what's that dude? It's like Tim Winton on books on tape, like Cloud Street on tape. I can imagine that's what it sounds like. Holy shit, I'm still floored. Well, I have your birthday present, but I'm going to bring it to your house on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that was my birthday present.
I think you got more out of that than me. I started vomiting.
I hope you don't have a recording from my dad.
What was BR? What's the B?
Yeah.
What's that? Big?
What's B in the BR word? Is it B?
No, the big R word.
Oh!
So in the I mean, if you haven't watched, if you're like, what the hell are these guys talking about again? Go on Kim's Twitter and find the hologram message from her dad. It's insane. Like Kanye spent
millions
to make a holographic replica of her father say that he was a genius.
Like, but that to me is like the most Kanye thing. Like that's perfect.
Of course. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, but at one point he goes like, whenever someone makes a peefy,
yeah,
it must be like a word.
I'm there, and whenever you make a big peefy, I'm there. I guess like a word for fart. Is that like
it? Must have been a family secret. Maybe
family
he was like
fart
a
joke.
Farty. Maybe she used to call it that. Yeah, maybe he went to
a peefy.
One of the sisters and is like, "What is some personal?"
I thought he said kafefi.
It's a step up because he's always in the past. He's pretty good with presents. Remember, we had Kenny G in the living room one day when she came downstairs and Kenny G was just playing.
Imagine if I did that one day for Hey Fam.
I come in next week to your house and just start vomiting on Kenny G. And then the other year he
Timmy
got
Timmy Trumpet in his bathroom.
I think my favorite one was when he made her like a major shareholder of his company, Yeezy.
Yeah.
It's just like
his stock,
gave
right?
her stock and Apple stock.
You're employed. Disney yeah. stock,
Disney
Apple
stock,
stock.
Apple stock and Netflix stock.
And it went up in like the next yeah. 3 weeks.
I mean, but that one, that's amazing. So wait.
So anyway, Rob sent me that back so far. So I was like so impressed by like
it's pretty
the
amazing what
speak,
you can do when
speed.
You work 2 days a week when you're semi-retired. I'm surprised that you couldn't hear like the waves crashing around him. I'm surprised he didn't take that.
Yeah, do it on his surf, on his tiny surfboard.
Yeah, tiny. I like that it was tiny surfboard too.
Well, yeah, I
adapted.
So it took a while. The longest part was writing
that
down.
That might be the best thing you've written, and you're a published
word for,
author.
Word for word.
It's incredible.
Word
it's
for
like
word what Rob
Kardashian's levels
holographic thing. Yeah.
Finally,
yeah.
Touched.
Anyway, so wow. he sent me that through at midday on Saturday.
Interesting.
And then on Sunday morning at 5:30,
just another cut.
No, I get a phone call.
5:30 a.m.
I woke up to a phone call, and it was your dad. And
pocket
I did,
dial.
I didn't answer, and then I sent him a text at 9. I said, "Did you mean to call me this morning?" And he said, "Not really. I was grief stricken on learning of the passing of Sean Connery, and didn't know who to turn to."
You.
But that's so funny because on Sunday morning, also, I didn't know. I found out about Sean Connery dying because my dad was just texting me photos of him watching Never Say Never
yeah,
Again.
I got all the same photos.
Did I see this as well?
I'm his son now.
But the funny thing is, he sent it to me at 8:12 a.m. So he was like, wanted to go to you first, then spent 3 hours. Maybe he thought I was dead in this scenario. I don't know. This is insane. This is, well, I reckon we could stop the episode. It doesn't get better from here. This is PayFam as well. We're just splitting this in half.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, we are going to talk about Mandalorian season 2. And obviously, we're going to get to whatever incredible news Noon has to share. Which is why you called the episode. Guys, I'm calling an episode of Hey Fam.
Yeah, we've never had
birthday.
That. Well, there's an election. Yeah. I mean, it would be, yeah. This is more important than the election.
I think I'm the specialist, the election specialist.
You've been sending me
that's
unwarranted updates.
You're that, isn't
there
like,
is great.
Isn't there like an octopus who like can call the election results?
Yeah, they're
yeah,
so
the drummer
smart.
In Aquaman.
They're so smart. Nick Cage owns an octopus because they're intelligence.
Right.
Beautiful creatures.
When are you gonna buy your first octopus?
Don't know. They're very expensive. Maybe a few more
not
guest
if you catch
spots
one by
on
yourself.
Here.
Yeah, they're pretty easy.
Maybe 10 grand a guest spot.
Wait,
or should we do 100 grand a guest spot?
They're also like very well eaten around the world. I mean, how expensive could they be if we eat most of them?
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of the. If
there
you,
ain't
if
the
you
smart
take
ones.
It from the, you know, teach a man
now.
To fish.
I'm caught. They
buy
caught
an octopus
me.
Noon.
They caught me.
I got to say, barbecue octopus is like up there with my favorite
food.
Like Greek style.
I love
barbecue
love
octopus.
Yeah,
Greek
just
style.
Like style.
Yeah,
I love Greek style.
Yogurt,
ancient Greek style.
Sex with children yeah. and octopus. It's all you know what. They invented drama, and there's nothing more dramatic than octopus. I think when it comes to a meat,
love that. It's like the.
It's my favorite.
The lamb ad. The yeah. lamb ad. They should hire you for the octopus.
Sam, the new. Sam
no,
they're
going to hire me for getting Greek out.
Because you love going down to the Sydney, the seafood markets.
I actually was there a few weeks ago.
Do give me a holler when you.
Yeah,
you've been.
I used to get the light rail there. We should go one weekend. We should all go and get like breakfast sashimi.
We should all go get Greek style breakfast sashimi.
Yeah, seriously. Just putting octopus on each other's asshole.
Please do.
Yeah, for real. We'll do it. Summer, baby. This is summer of us. Summer of
Greek stars.
Summer of third mics on HeyFam.
Thanks.
Yeah, so last summer was the summer where we got the first season of The Mandalorian. And
it's a summer of firsts, isn't it? Few summers.
And this summer is the first summer of the first
My
second
dad.
Season
yeah.
of Mandalorian.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, I have a feeling next summer will be the first summer of season 3
yeah.
of The Mandalorian, the TV show.
I'm positive.
Now Noon,
I'm
positive. You've weighed in on lots of things on this podcast.
Yeah.
Aquaman, Jason Momoa.
Well, no, let's just keep it to Tamira Morrison projects.
Yeah, because that was it. I bagged him out last time and I apologize to Tamira. Tamira Morrison?
Is that why you wanted to come on the show? You wanted to say
yeah,
sorry to Tamira?
Yeah, you knew Bobo was in the pipeline.
Yeah, I had a feeling back when.
So, yeah, the second season of Mandalorian
I guess spoilers.
Started.
I guess if you're listening to this podcast, the like 20 of you, you've all watched...
Well, yeah, we don't even have to worry about like our British listeners. Not that we ever do.
I don't
clearly.
Think we'll ever.
But I remember last year, like so many.
That's right. They got it late.
Mandalorian
Europe.
Didn't air in Europe and
they got
UK
it this year.
Until yeah, the
like
start
April
of this year.
Or some shit.
They changed the time as well.
And all the characters.
JMT.
They
gender swapped all the characters.
Yeah, it's great
in Mandalorian.
Yeah,
it's actually
Yeah.
They Yoda, GMT. It's all set in Scotland Yard now. It's part of the British version.
Jason Statham is the Mandalorian.
Oh, sounds amazing. That would
be good, actually.
Sounds amazing.
Like redubbing.
Jason Statham would be great.
Oi.
As what?
Yeah, oi.
Vinny Jones. I'll take you in even cold, cheaper.
I'll take you in warm.
Say something like that, right?
What?
Doesn't he say, I can bring you... No, I'll bring you in warm.
This is the way me of China. Oh, this is the fucking way,
Gov. I thought you were quoting Jason Statham, but not Mando.
Statham.
No, he's in Born Identity. Isn't he? David Statham? No.
Who's David...
The guy in Good Night and Good Luck. But we're talking about Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Statham.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, and what did Snatch, I say?
Lock, Stock.
I always get confused with names on crank. This show.
Transporter.
Yeah, Transporter. He's in...
I'm cranking it to the transporter.
Did you say Hobbs and Shaw already?
Yeah, I said Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Known as Super Deluxe. No, was it Super Combo or something in
he's
Japan?
He's a kickboxer. World champion.
He is. Or was. Rest his soul.
Hologram. Oh, we're going to get a hologram
maybe,
of him tonight?
Maybe one day he'll show up in an episode of The Mandalorian.
But yeah, we watched The Mandalorian.
Season episode one.
We all watched this separately, but Noon and I didn't. No. We ordered two pizzas.
Yeah, we...
From which fine
from
Italian?
From Domino's. I did my classic two Greek style pineapple. Pizzas. We had octopus pizza.
Yeah.
A couple of children delivered them.
Fire breather with I'll give away Angus's secrets.
Oh, they already know. Okay, we've spoken about it on the show.
Well,
the
so you, fire breather
with
is it?
Pineapple.
The pepperoni pineapple or something?
Pepperoni pineapple.
Add pineapple.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
So good.
Pure Italiano.
So, well, Mexican flag and the Italian flag have a very similar.
Right. It's easy to get them confused.
Very easy.
Yeah.
I can't picture one or the other right now. So that was fine. And we got the Godfather, was it? Because you were like, I'm a traditionalist when it comes to pizzas.
I had to have a sausage.
We had
on
to
it.
Balance it out.
What's on the Godfather?
Sausage.
Ham.
The Godfather's on onion. 16-year-old guys with DVD.
Yeah, it has yeah. Oregano, garlic, onion. It has like so many seasonings.
Too many
that
things.
You can't see.
Yeah.
It's all in the sauce. Like the sauce is flavorsome, but there's no topping.
And we had those. And we watched Mandalorian.
And then you watched.
And I finished
two Steven Seagal
back
movies.
To back.
Two Steven Seagal movies back to back. But as soon as you rang the doorbell, the words directed by Timur Morrison came on this. Not Timur Morrison, by Taika Waititi came on the screen because I just finished my rewatch. It was like the perfect timing.
Oh right.
Of one.
So
to
you
eight.
Rewatch all of season one.
Yeah, in like 2 days.
Now, so a lot of people who fucking despise everything else Disney have done with the Star Wars license love The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You know, with a few exceptions, are a big fan of all of the, you know, the sequel trilogy and,
yeah,
and its spin-offs.
I think the sequel trilogy, like pound for pound, is like really good.
Where does Mandalorian rank for you two in the, because you guys are...
I think it's, I love it, man. It's like, I've said this so many times on the pod, enough with these damn Skywalkers. It's just like, it's even all the series have like had links to Skywalkers, like Clone Wars and Rebels. There are like Vaders in some or like Anakin's in one, but this is just like, it's a big ass galaxy. It's great. I'm loving it. It has potential to be like my favorite form of Star Wars.
You're right. It is a big ass galaxy, which is why it's so good. They show off new planets like Tatooine.
It's again. Star Wars, man. Tatooine is like the Mecca of Star Wars. Two Skywalkers were born there. It's like, we're not
Mecca.
Born there, raised there. It's like, it's a very important place in the galaxy. But,
and
I mean, this is a
return.
Testament to the show. Like, I was learning shit about the most, you know, beaten over the head planet we've seen in this week's episode. Stuff that, like, I've been wanting to see for so long, which... I don't know, this show is made by fans for fans. Like, you can tell the people that make it. Namely,
yeah.
Jon Favreau is a, like, Star Wars freak and loves, like, the background shots.
The B-grade characters.
Yeah, this series is made for you in particular.
Yeah.
Noon, I assume you're only a few thousand dollars below Angus of in terms of Star Wars fandom.
Yeah.
But,
a few thousand, few hundred thousand.
A few stolen bottles of water bottles. A few stolen water bottles from...
It's a dream. Like, watching this,
yeah.
I'm still like, I can't believe there's like a weekly Star Wars show that looks this good.
Have we said that on the show yet? That when I went to your house, your old house that you grew up in, you were like, oh, check these out. And Angus has three water bottles. And then...
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah.
One says... Is it... One says H for Hayden... One,
yeah,
says N for Natalie and one says E for you, and they're all from the actual water bottles that they drank on set on episode 2. Angus still has them, water and all.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the water?
You
should plant a flower and water it with see which one grows. You have three different flowers.
I'm going to take a bath in it and sell Gamer Boy bath water.
Force Boy.
Yeah. But yeah, I was just like, holy shit, man. Weekly Star Wars show that's looks this good. Like, it nothing about this episode or even the previous ones while watching, I was like, this could be in a cinema. Like, none of this looks like television.
The tech behind it's just incredible.
What about you, Nundo? Like, where does the... Where does Mandalorian, like, fit in terms of, like, you know, your favorite Star Wars
shit? It's high because it reminds me of Return of the Jedi, that sort of Star Wars. I need that love and attention to especially to the B-grade characters that get full center stage.
Okay, I would argue that they don't. And that's my biggest problem with Mandalorian is that there's only an A-plot.
No, B. He said B characters, as in like B characters in the Star Wars.
I know,
but no Skywalkers.
Oh, as in like Mandalorian himself is
yeah,
a B.
He's a B-grade.
Like, but now he's been in like more Star Wars media than most Star Wars characters.
Yes, but it's like there's no Skywalkers or Obi-Wan.
They didn't start with a boy or a...
Well, you can get a Mandalorian Ushi from Woolworths this year. You know, he's an A-tier character now.
Well, he's becoming that way, but he's not like...
He didn't start
Skywalker,
there.
Han Solo, they could Chewbacca.
Have, yeah, they could have leaned on someone
okay,
real
you know,
hard.
I know what you mean, yeah, sure.
Could have made C-3PO the main
or
star.
R2 meets him at the start or something.
Yeah,
like,
them as housemates in a galactic
sitcom.
Which
I would love to see that.
Yeah, at a bar all the time.
Cheers. Oh, like Cheers style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have done that, but they got this guy, and, you know, you don't see him for bloody until the last episode of last season, so we didn't spoil that. But I love all the other characters.
We don't see him with his helmet off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like
the other characters,
like the IG-8. Experience.
Yeah,
the Ugnaught, where they bring the Ugnaught back.
It's all just like B-tier characters.
Oh, no, there's so many good characters. I really liked season one overall. Like, there's maybe one or two episodes that I thought were really boring.
Rewatching it was sick. But, I was like...
There's one character I don't like.
Who's that?
But she's
Mandalorian.
She grew on me in that episode. The one at the port.
Oh, I love her. That's
Amy
Sedaris.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like her in the first season. I liked her now because I know her.
I wish she was in every scene.
really?
She's like my favorite character in Mandalorian, yeah. Just because I do you ever watch like Strangers with Candy?
That's probably why I don't like her.
Strangers with Candy.
I've never seen that.
Hey, speaking of my dead dad, that was his favorite show.
Can we roll it again?
We used to watch it every Monday night on SBS because it replaced South Park or played before South Park.
Strangers with Candy. What's this?
Stephen Colbert.
The principal was a black guy called Onyx Blackman.
Was it a cartoon?
No, it's live action.
It's so good.
And she's like an old, it's like kind of like Happy Gilmore, but instead of being like a dumb man baby, she's like a 50-plus-year-old sex worker has to go back to high school, but none of the kids react, and it's just like Degrassi plot lines, like people getting pregnancy tests and stuff, but she's this like 50-year-old.
Like heavily made up 50-year-old.
Yeah, it's
like,
so funny.
It's brilliant.
And Stephen Colbert's like the English teacher or something.
Yeah.
And her uncle or grandfather's always frozen. He never reacts. Remember? He's always sitting at the table.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's like, it's very funny.
I'm in.
Yeah, it'd be fun to revisit.
I'm in. But like going back
to
Mando.
And they did a movie
Mando.
Like
the movie's
later.
Funny. Yeah. There's the principal has all the best lines in the movie.
He's a great... He should be in The Mandalorian too.
Absolutely.
So you're aware of her. I'm not. So
to me,
she's a bit of a stutter. Like,
she
doesn't suit the thing that I was going
for. I'll give you that she really did in this episode.
Yeah, but not...
Sure. Yeah.
She stood out a bit from the normal humor. I think
I like it because she reminds me of like someone from the Christmas special, like just a person.
Yeah, I think that's
like,
deliberate.
Oh. Yeah, it's deliberate. Yeah. Like just a person who's like, oh,
it's a little bit out of here. Yeah, it's like, oh,
Yeah, she just has like a...
She'll never leave that starport.
A New Yorker in Star Wars.
She'll never leave that starport. We know that.
And I like that she's a recurring character now. Like, I want to see her again.
And you actually look quite like her now. Your hairstyle.
Yeah, I do. You're right. Actually,
you just. No wonder you're a
big fan.
Someone
in a Zoom meeting today was just like, "Man, they're like any last closing things." And someone was like, "I just want to say, Angus's hair is looking incredible at the moment."
We got it twice today.
It's been a shame not seeing it progress in the office.
Yeah,
because it's quite short.
You wouldn't have had it like this in the office.
I know what you're like. When you go back to the office, you're gonna just have an entirely new do.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm kind of vibing on this.
Yeah, it will. Panic will set in.
There was discussion actually on Saturday night.
See, there's panic already setting in.
No, you were there.
Yeah,
I think Amber was like, "We're gonna do the sides up or something."
Yeah,
Amber's the influence. I see.
No, she's the hair cutter.
Oh, okay,
she's cut this.
I thought I was the hair cutter.
Yeah, you sucked
Iron
it
Man
up.
One, all right,
I don't I only cut them on
buzz cuts.
Kanye premieres
records.
Yeah, no,
but yeah. So Mandalorian season one, like, you had all these amazing characters, and so when it came back for season two, we had the first episode directed by
first time John Favreau has directed.
Yeah.
Oh, really? He didn't do any of the first season.
And he's written, I think,
he wrote
six
most
of
this.
The eight episodes this season.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Besides one,
Filoni.
One Dave Filoni and one
Rick.
Peyton Reed.
Rick.
Oh,
Peyton Reed.
No, he's directing.
Directing, yeah. Sorry, Rick.
The Ant-Man dude.
Is Rick Fawama.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
I think we said it correct at the same,
at the same time.
Is that the True Detective guy?
No.
Dope.
No,
Rick. Dope.
No, he did Dope. And he did two episodes. He did the second episode of season one with the egg, with the Jawas.
Oh, yeah. I love that episode.
And the prison episode.
So this episode felt a little bit similar to that episode, the Jawa episode with the egg.
I can feel that.
But
well, it reminded me of Dune. I was just like, we don't need Dune anymore. We got a condensed version of Dune. It was sick. A sand planet. You know, a big ass worm thing.
And a lot of people, you know, really responded to the Western elements of the Mandalorian season.
It reminded me, you know what? It reminded me a lot of episode one. Because
it was on Tatooine.
No, where at the end.
Good one.
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon are like, the Gungans and the Naboo need to work together. You guys, while are separate societies on the same planet, you have like a symbiote relationship. Like, you know, you guys, what happens to one of you affects the other, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Super similar vibes. And like, that was basically the Mandalorian's role in this. He was like, you guys do live together and you need to like work together to take down this motherfucker.
Loved Cobb Vaff.
Cobb Vanth.
Is that Timothy Oliphant's character?
Yeah, Cobb Vanth.
Vanth.
Yeah.
So I guess best known for being like one of the main dudes in Deadwood
and the killer in Scream 2.
Hitman. Hitman movie.
He was in The Office US a bit.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Die Hard bad guy.
The most recent season of Fargo.
He's got a big the Santa Clara diet.
Oh yeah.
Clarita.
Oh, sorry. I get everything wrong.
That's why we have you on here. Oh, so we just,
it makes
like
us look good.
Check fit.
But, yeah, I mean, it was cool. I knew he was going to be in this.
Well, yeah, it was spoiled months ago, wasn't
so it? So I wasn't expecting him to show up in Boba Fett's armor.
Yeah, I heard of that.
That was so good.
And then what I loved is, you know, in stark contrast to the finale of the first season where, like, it's a big moment where he finally takes off his mask, but not for a human to see.
For a robot to see. Yeah.
So he technically hasn't broken the Mandalorian code. And so, like, you know... He's looking for the Mandalorians, the other Mandalorians in this
season.
Well,
he's been it was good. Yeah, rewatching the last ep, the armorer is like, you need to seek out this person's own kind, like the baby's own kind, and find other Mandalorians and stuff. So he's like been quested finally. You know, I think, you know, first season's quite episodic.
What am I doing?
You're grounded into the one
thing. Now you've got to go
find
out the Mando. And I loved at the start, he's like, goes to a guy who like, knows where Mandalorians are because he steals their armor. The John
Leguizamo. I could not believe that was John Leguizamo.
Yeah, so good.
So
right?
great.
So good.
What His voice was perfectly suited.
He was so sick. I'm bummed that he might be dead because I was like, I want him in it. And he had a comb over, the first comb over I've seen in Star Wars.
It fell down when he was hanging upside down. It was amazing.
That intro was sick with like the graffiti.
The cats.
Like, the eyes lighting up. I was just like, fuck. And the Gamorrean guard fights. I was like, this is the shit that like, I love that shit. Because the Star Wars movies, they're so operatic. You know, like, they're just like, you know, sword fight. It's very samurai influenced, the films in particular. Like,
well, yeah.
The Star Wars, like Skywalker movies. But this, I love seeing like the gritty shit. Like,
underground. It was, it had a gangster look. It was almost like an Italian like white suit he was wearing.
It leans so heavily into the Western. Like, to me, Star Wars has always been like equal part samurai, equal part Western. And, you know, Western movies themselves are like descended
and
from
sci-fi,
samurai.
And sci-fi, I hope.
Yeah, a little bit of sci-fi.
But, just a tad.
Well, no, I think Starships. It's more. I think it's more Western and samurai than sci-fi. Star Wars always has been. And the series leans so heavily into Western, I find, more than the samurai. And just seeing like the gritty underground shit is so tight.
Yeah, well, this was like, having an actual, like, you know, cowboy in Boba Fett armor.
The marshal of the town. And a new Moz. We've had Moz Espa, Moz Eisley, we've got Moz Pelgo.
Who do I fact check here? What Darth Maul is what race?
Well, he was born on Dathomir, but
Gungan.
He was born.
There was one of them in the fighting ring when he started building up the gangsters' henchmen.
They're called like Dabrax or something.
Yeah,
the people with horns.
There was one of them. It's great touch.
So Darth Maul's an interesting question because that race, I guess, is around the galaxy, but his particular planet was Dathomir.
Yeah, he's bringing out his phone.
I'm just going to Wikipedia. Yeah.
He'll never sleep if you.
No, it's all right. I'll have the answer. Yeah, he's Dathomirian. No, I was
done.
I was right.
Of course you were.
Yeah, don't go.
Did it again, baby.
Don't go. We knew it was part Western, part sci-fi, didn't we?
Yeah, so I like
samurai.
I like that, like, yeah, you
barely sci-fi.
You know, part of you is after he's been, he knows he wants to try and find the other Mandalorian. And when you see this guy in the iconic Boba Fett
armor, ill-fitting, you're like, oh.
But you're like, is this another Mandalorian? And then straight away, he just takes his helmet off. Immediately, you know, this motherfucker, one, is not Mandalorian. And two, is Timothy Oliphant.
So sick.
And
I hope he comes back, man. He's such a great character.
Okay, so here's my, like, I thought this was a cool episode.
Yeah.
But what I love the most about Star Wars, the movies, is that you have, like, three to four, maybe, let's say four characters that you spend time with. You're constantly cutting to their adventures within the movie. I know that this is a TV show, it's not the same, but this episode, and I don't know if, I guess most of season one did it, you've just rewatched it too, is there only an A plot, or are there, do we have B and C plots? Yeah, I guess you certainly asked,
A plot. Well, it's just like, it's just kind of like there's like an overarching plot, but they're quite self-contained episodes in season one.
But this is like this episode, for example, there was like 30 seconds where you didn't see Mandalorian on screen.
Yeah.
You were just with him the entire time.
The entire time.
And I thought, I don't know, like, for me, I was just like, there were moments where I was just like, my interest would have been way more piqued if we were cutting to other stories going on concurrently.
Yeah, that's the Western thing, but like, you're very one-man driven when you're in a Western situation, Jawa episode. That was basically driven like that.
Which one?
This speaks to the strengths of what they did well in the first season. But, like, you know, we met so many awesome characters.
They'll come back. Remember, this is like...
I don't want...
Imagine this is like the first 10 minutes of a Star Wars movie. And sure. This season is
a movie. And then
I hope we don't just get a taste of them one episode.
Like that. Like last season, I think it's like, you know, the second season of a show, you always like... You don't focus on that point as much.
Sure.
So I feel like they're just going to give you a longer driven one arc sort of story.
But, like, you know, I know that, like, for diehard Star Wars fans, like, there's always that, like, oh my God, like, you know, for example, Timothy Oliphant's character's speeder is made up of fucking...
A pod racer.
And is it specifically... It's not Anakin's.
It's just like an engine, yeah.
But, like, you know, there's like little
that was
goofy
sick.
Moments.
I love that.
Exactly, of course you do.
So cool.
Yeah, we were calling.
And like,
each
even
other
when
out on
when Mando got off the ship and he's like, lets the pit droids on, and it's like, oh yeah, he's had plot development because IG-11 saved his life, and she's like, oh, last time you were here, you hated him.
Droids. Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
perfect.
Wow, it's like little things like that. I love seeing, like,
there's growth in the character
in,
like,
Mando.
Huge growth. He's like down with robots season. Now. You know,
saved his life. Yeah.
Speeder thing is cool. Like, it's just like, of course, Tatooine's like a salvageable planet. Like, there's pod racing there. We know, of course, he's probably reconstructed a bike out of a pod engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
I
new
love that
this
shit.
New place we've never heard
and
of.
And plus, it's a prequel reminder. We had the pit droids and pod racing. I was like, this is it. Like, the Disney movies, to an extent, like, ignored the prequels, besides Palpatine returning. Other than that, they were just like, yeah, it didn't really happen. Like, none of the species, none of the planets, despite them being, like, quite important to the overarching story. So, any prequel reference, I'm like...
There's a lot of them.
Mandalorian is, like, goofy with them.
It's the best. I fucking love that shit.
You're talking about character growth, and I'm remembering in the Jawa episode, he doesn't befriend the Jawas. He blasts a bunch of them, disintegrates them.
Like, and that's why they're so angry at him.
Whereas, like, he's compassionate towards the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah.
And he can
speak Tuscanese or whatever it is.
Tuscanese.
Yeah.
Tuscanese.
He can speak Tuscan. It's
under
great.
A Tuscanese moon.
Yeah. Under the Tuscanese sun. Twin sons.
So he gets the people of Tatooine.
There are just so many, like, good, dumb references that, like, never felt off to me because I'm such a Star Wars nut.
R5-D4. I need to come and watch these fucking episodes with you.
See, R5-D4 rolling out.
Yeah,
He has the burn mark where he has the bad motivator where Luke doesn't buy him. In A New Hope when Luke doesn't buy R2-D4?
They're trying to bring him.
And he has the Scorch thing and he's like, oh, we'll get the blue one then. And then, so she's bought him and he still has, like, the Scorch and he's
marks.
A bit like, it's fine. Most people would miss that. You have to be, like, autistic and watch A New Hope.
That's what I mean, but even, like, the big moment in this we'll just cut to the end and we'll go back to the rest of the story, but, like, you know, at the end it's revealed that, like,
a
hairless Boba Fett
has escaped the Sarlacc,
and it's played by
Tamir Morrison
and
Aquaman's dad.
Yes,
my man.
Yeah,
much better CGI on in this show than
I don't have to de-age
Aquaman de-age him.
But I was like, oh, I think that's Boba Fett, I guess.
So it's not Rex.
No.
That's Boba Fett for sure.
Boba Fett. Well, I didn't recognize the actor, but I assumed from the, like, you know, I guess that would make
you
sense.
You don't recognize him? You don't recognize him?
If he Django said Fett? Something, I absolutely would recognize him.
Really?
I recognize
it's just
that
the accent.
Voice.
The face?
I knew it was Tamira straight away.
What do Tamira? I know Tamira from?
You know him from Attack of the Clones.
The cup I'm drinking out of.
Attack of the Clones. He takes his helmet off because he's not actually a Mandalorian.
Like 80% of people watching Mandalorian were like,
really?
Who the fuck's that bald guy?
Because that's fine. It's you're not supposed. You know.
We were like looking at each other, going, "Oh, so we probably won't see Boba Fett." And then he appeared.
We started screaming.
Yeah, it was insane.
I need to go watch it.
It's
with
bonkers.
You, they're like, they're. I don't know. I think the energy that comes with the constant onslaught of references. I found this episode, like, by the end, quite good, but there are moments where I was like, I had a break in the middle.
Was it like Star Wars porn?
So for me, I was like, this is like maybe my favorite episode.
It was just so slow and so boring.
Yeah, but like, you need that. That's a nice way to mix things up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I was just like,
I felt like I was watching a movie, like a long ended, because they're never that long. They're never that long. It was a lot longer than...
It's like a 50-minute episode.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No,
they're like 38, 36. They never go past 50.
The Krayt Dragon, come on, we see the bones in A New Hope. And that's the noise Obi-Wan makes when he goes to rescue Luke and scares off the Tusken.
Yeah, this is why you liked it. Because of old shit that it's referencing.
Totally.
And the pearl.
Which is fine. But
things that we've only heard
about. I don't get any of those.
The pearl.
But it still works without knowing that.
The pearl.
The pearl.
Amazing.
Which is from Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
It's like little things if you know, but like you don't have to know them to get it out.
Yeah,
of it.
You don't have to know them to enjoy it, but you get so much more.
For the first time in my life, I'm being rewarded for like not having sex until I was an adult. Yeah. And just like just reading so much
finally,
Star Wars stuff. Finally.
Finally, we're busting nuts.
Finally, yeah, I'm busting nuts Friday finally. Eating pizza with pineapple.
And then Steven Seagal, we're busting more nuts.
Yeah, seriously. It's like
you're a very bad man.
I'm finally being like rewarded for... Yeah.
I have to say, man, the action scenes, like there are moments
the IMAX
of this...
open up, ratio change. I was just like, this is better than most movies I've seen, like in terms of looking.
But there are moments of it, though, where it does look, there's a cheapness to some of it, which I think is
really
prequel
touch.
Intentional.
That's a prequel
touch. Yeah, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like when
the droids look...
I think there's scenes when they're like walking through the desert.
It
looks cheap, but in a kind of...
There are.
Almost intentional looking way. But then that big action climactic battle... That looks like
incredible.
As good as
his jetpack malfunctioning again, like using that.
That dragon spewing acid.
Oh, that
everyone.
Was insanely good.
The same way that Han hits Boba Fett.
Yeah, amazing.
Sent him spiraling to the Sarlacc. I love
the
that
same
Mando
jetpack has been like.
Boba needs a new fucking jetpack. It's horrible. It's easily and just like finally seeing him use the rockets we've always seen.
Yeah,
in his back, just like
twice.
Oof.
Yeah, twice. Like finally
seeing the visor POV. Just all this shit that I've like imagined.
Yeah, because we
couldn't
see it.
And I love the fact that it was in a Jawa sandcrawler. Just like what happened? Like how long was he in?
And so he trades the shit that he stole from his attackers.
Yeah,
for
Boba
Fett's
armor. And then starts protecting the town as its marshal with the armor.
Yep.
It's so sick. I love that he's... Because Boba Fett isn't a Mandalorian.
No.
Jango isn't either. They stole the armor. That's canon at the moment that they're not actual Mandalorian because they take their
helmets
off
a
lot.
Of course, yeah,
they're
a lot.
Just like a bounty hunter who's got it. So I'd say Mandalorians probably are aware of Boba and Jango Fett and like don't like them.
Right. Okay.
So they're just kind of just bounty hunters who stole it.
So what do you think... How do you think this story element is going to play out?
I'm hopeful it's going to be like the Clone Wars, which took a character like Darth Maul, who had two lines or so, much like Boba Fett in the original trilogy, who looked cool, was an action figure first, basically. You know what I mean? Like just a visual background character, but became such a fan favorite based on how cool they looked. But then like the Clone Wars and Rebels turned Darth Maul into like one of the most interesting Star Wars characters ever. Like full depth, made him kind of like a tragic person that you kind of felt bad for. He knew he was like used by Palpatine, like he's very hyper aware of what's going on. Whereas in the Phantom Menace, he's kind of like this assassin type, basically. You know what I mean? He doesn't say anything. But I'm hoping like Boba Fett's kind of the same. Like there's no character to him. He's like a plot device and looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we're gonna get into like this battered dude who's like, I'm a clone of my dad.
Put the armor
all
on.
All of the clone
That's
troopers
sure.
looked like me. Like, what the fuck's my identity? Like, I'm hoping we're gonna get deep.
He's a very grim man. He appears to be.
I just feel like he must be fucked. Like, he grew up in a galaxy where, like, the stormtroopers during the, like, start of the Empire all looked like him. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm hoping we're going to tap into that shit because,
I do think he's going to be used as, like, a key or a knife. like Ochi's sword. I like that. I feel I like we're going to go back to Genosis.
I think he's going to help Mando find Jedi. I reckon they're going to team up because he hate in the Clone Wars, but also in Attack of the Clones, he is in the Clone Wars TV series, Young Boba.
Yeah.
And he's constantly trying to assassinate Jedi Young because Boba. They killed his dad.
Yeah.
So we know for a fact that like the armor is like, you need to find these space wizards who killed Mandalorians years ago.
Isn't Young Boba what Trump accidentally called Little Pump yeah. the night when he brought him out little on stage? Little
Pimp.
Pimp.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Boba.
Young Boba.
Yeah, I reckon he's going to... I think they'll team up. Yeah. I think he's going to take them to Jedi.
I think Temuera Morrison will be used in multiple ways during this
season.
He'll be Rex.
Cody. Kenobi. Yeah.
I feel like he'll be used as... Because some people are like, oh... Some idiots, of course, are going, that's Rex. I'm like, have you seen Return of the Jedi? Rex has a white
beard.
Fett.
It's been confirmed it's Boba Fett yeah. by people who worked on the show. It's like...
Yeah, well, normal people don't listen to all that hocus pocus.
Guilty as charged.
And they just look at it at the end and go, maybe this is a trick.
Maybe also, it works if you don't know who it is, because you're like, oh, that's a character. I wonder who that's going to be.
The sand dude. It's Deadpool.
Yeah.
Sandpool.
It looks like Deadpool.
It looks like...
Sandpool.
No, dead for Sandpool. He's just like a old bald, yeah, like hairless man.
He looked great.
Oh, I'm pumped, man. Like, finally, it's such like, again, there's a canon explanation that Boba Fett didn't go down like a bitch in the Sarlacc is so good for me. Like, that's sick. I needed to know that.
Do you reckon they're going to go into like what happened?
Yeah, I reckon we'll see it. We'll get a great flashback sequence of the fucking pit.
How
like
good
his
was
POV.
The flashback in that episode? Of the second Death Star blowing
seeing,
up.
Like the Death Star blowing up.
That was
sick.
Great.
And they're watching like on the hologram.
Yeah, on the news or whatever.
Having some spatchka.
Yeah, spatchka.
Spatchka. I love some spatchka.
Man, yeah, I reckon we're
going to
get a flat. Of course, I reckon we'll get like a 10-minute cold open of Boba Fett escaping the Sarlacc, like last episode.
Yeah, he might even get like an intro to an episode where it's just him doing something.
I reckon we'll hear the sound effects of Han going like, Boba Fett, like black screen, him flying and then like him in the Sarlacc.
There's another great
time
thing
pass,
about that episode. The sound effect that the dragon made is the same one
Obi uses.
Yeah, to scare off the
Tusken Raiders.
Oh, real right.
Was I asleep? Did I fall asleep? Micro sleep?
Yeah, I think we've been micro-dosing while watching Steven Seagal movies.
Yeah. Apologies.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, man, I was like, fuck, man, it's back. It's so good. It was like custom built for someone
for
of
you.
My age. Well, you as well. You were...
Yeah, I was dying.
Well, so you guys watched it Friday night?
Yeah, 6 p.m. On the dot. We were just like, boom.
Is that fucked up? I watched it yesterday in daylight.
It's fine. You're a fake fan. It's easy. Yeah,
no, I'm just, you know, I'm like...
You're a casual fan.
I'm still that kid running after my skateboarding friends. Except
still that,
instead of skateboarding...
You're still that dude drunk in the Last Jedi making bad jokes for the first hour. No, man, you should come here and watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was such a vibe. We were loving it, man. I was like busting. I need
that shared energy because I think watching it on my own, you kind of go, oh, is that? I guess that was a reference. Oh, fuck, I don't know.
This is the new Game of Thrones. Like, you know, when you watch it as a group,
I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
neither did Angus.
I know Angus didn't, but it, like, you need an event.
So pick a
show.
My dad just texted me and said, "My pleasure, Junior." I said, "Thank you for that."
What do you watch in a group of people when it comes out weekly? Have you ever done that with a show?
Nah.
Never?
Just me and my wife.
But did you do that as a kid? Like, remember when The Simpsons was on every
night?
Yeah,
I guess so, yeah.
As a family?
As a family,
it felt
for
like
sure.
A family
Home
moment.
Improvement.
Oh.
With the whole family.
Really?
Every week, dude. Yeah, yeah.
The bin for tools.
Yeah.
Get those bin for tools out.
How's Tim going to get out of this one? Is what my entire family would say.
The Tim DeLorean. This is the...
Do you reckon
actually
we'll,
sounds like a Tuscan.
Do you reckon we'll get like
maybe Tim Allen was doing Tuscan grunts.
Do you reckon we'll get a reveal at the end of next and it'll be Jay LaGaya up on the...
They're just bringing back the old
Jay LaGaya.
Jay LaGaya last seen at Parramatta Target with me and Lennon.
Yeah,
no, Jay LaGaya in Shrek makeup.
Yeah, please.
They did a Shrek stage show and Jay LaGaya...
Oh, was he...
Is Shrek. Yeah,
he's Shrek in
look
it.
Up. So Jay LaGaya played... Who did he play in episode 2?
Well, he played Captain Typho.
Yeah, Typho.
So
he replaced Captain Panaka.
Look him up. Look up Jay LaGaya.
I'm looking
Shrek.
At him.
I joke, but I never joke about Star Wars. It's like, you can't.
Look up Shrek. He just looked at his name.
I'm too Come autistic on,
I
about
like
it.
His name.
Jay LaGaya.
Yeah.
Captain Typho. What are you looking up?
He's looking up Jay LaGaya
Oh,
as
yes.
Shrek.
Oh, yes. I need a zoom. Oh, yes.
Show me that one. That's so good. Has he got a hat on? But no, what's that?
There's like these weird ears and a bald cap. Isn't it great?
Wow.
When did you see this?
There were ads of him everywhere for a while.
So you never saw this?
I never saw. We should have all gone.
So you guys vibing for the next episode?
Of Shrek the Musical? Absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
I can't
Shrek
wait.
In the next episode. So
like it was a massive purchase for Disney to make, but I think
DreamWorks
getting the exclusive rights, not to Shrek, just Shrek the live action musical.
Just the Leguiar's version.
Because like they had such a big success with Hamilton is the next
logical
step.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I'm into that.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, I'm excited for... I think the series found its footing very quickly in the first season.
Yeah,
and I think like this is like yeah. I mean you've got Jon Favreau. You know, he's built the sandbox. Now he's playing with all the toys in it.
Yeah,
and I think I'm looking forward to the ongoing plot to keep me forward. I don't really like. I'm not crazy about the structure of like a monster of the week kind of
you won't
kind of
get
episode.
It. They said that they pretty much said there's more to. An overall story.
Cool.
And a mission. His mission throughout this. Because it's going to be too hard to throw in a monster. Then in the seventh episode go, oh, where's the Jedis? And then find them in the last episode. It's a big play.
I just, yeah, for me, like there were episodes that felt like they had nothing to do with the episodes before it in the first season.
I felt that
and
way.
And those ones felt like I was watching like an episode of Angel.
Yeah, I felt that way. I felt that way. It's the same
when it actually feels like oh I'm just watching a TV show. I hate that feeling. But for the first episode last night didn't feel like a TV show at all.
No.
It was just I don't know.
It was sick.
I got really in my head. I was kind of like the main character of this is a dude in a helmet, and the second main character is a lizard baby who doesn't speak.
I mean, look at all the most iconic
know,
Star Wars characters.
Part of me is
they're
like that fucking rules.
Like Kylo
the other
Ren,
part of me is
Darth Vader, 3PO. Like everyone just wears like the most iconic Star Wars shit is all just helmets. Like silhouettes, baby.
I'm glad they picked someone with a really nice voice for Mandalorian.
Man,
he's got such
a great
delivery.
Voice. Pedro rules. What a king.
I love all his shitty rumors about him being like
walking off
set.
So
dumb.
Wants to show his face.
Is that
that was the thing.
That was the rumor.
That was just some like bored
of course,
fucking
yeah, it was just some YouTube
Trumper going oh,
QAnon.
This is how I'll get hits this time.
With some QAnon
and
shit
before they made Senate yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. So when Trump won the 2016 election, I was on tour with the Vanga Boys.
Some say that's the day HeyFam really started. The first actual episode was
born
Trump
out of the ashes.
Actually, you know what? I was in Melbourne and I went out with Tommy Dasilo. And
who was, I'd say, like the number one MAGA correspondent?
Oh,
for
absolutely.
Melbourne.
Yeah, definitely. leading a grassroots campaign.
Yeah.
But no,
proud boy.
We went out, I hadn't seen him in ages, and we got so plastered. And then I were like,
I remember that.
It was like 11:30, and then we had this like weird revelation like, oh shit, Do people think we're like celebrating that Trump won?
Well, he was.
Yeah, I wasn't. But then I had to like go on tour with Venga Boys and pretend everything was fine and play 90s shit to everyone that was like, oh, what's the world going to be like now?
Venga Bus is coming.
And then I thought like, oh shit, are we going to, because we didn't record on Wednesday this week. I thought, oh, are we going to have to do like this weird, awkward episode where like, oh shit, Trump won again. Here we go. Fucking Star Wars is cool, I guess. But now we're in this weird purgatory.
Civil war.
It's kind of great. Keep it this way, I reckon. Just count. Just don't have a president ever again. Just have two presidents waiting for numbers.
Two presidents waiting for numbers.
Robert Kardashian holograms. Yeah. And first episodes of Mandalorians.
Whoa.
Did you check the link that I sent you earlier about
this? Oh, yeah. That hectic Facebook
this, like,
dude.
Sydney vegan restaurant.
I heard this.
He ran like a Trump...
Like a pro Trump.
First of all, he calls his restaurant a straight safe zone post.
That rules.
Sorry, a straight safe zone. Because
wait, what is that?
They have LGBTIQ plus safe zones.
Still vomiting about my dad.
He's like, the LGBTIQ plus needs safe zones. We get it. It mustn't be easy coming out. It's equally looking dangerous for a straight man living and owning a business in Waterloo and Surrey Hills.
What the fuck is he talking about? It's like a White Lives Matter.
I was spat in the face by an elderly gay man last week.
Sick.
Asked him why. He responded, because you support Trump. Wow, all the hatred for our opinion on who we were inclined
to support. How did you find this guy?
In the American
it's
election.
It's been posted on him on his Instagram.
All right.
Yeah, and look, it's insane. He's like
what a bonkers dude. He's like,
whereabouts is it for the listeners?
So he's operating like a vegan eatery, which in itself is kind of like, you know, like a liberal point of view to take, but in one of the most like liberal parts of the country, which is in Surrey Hills.
I heard some like even more graphic things about this man.
Oh, he's hectic.
Who
he's
he
so
thinks
fucked.
That young children porn is called new porn.
Excuse me?
Whoa. There was also this big article about him. He claims that sort of thing.
The guy's called, his restaurant is called Hale and Hearty.
Hale and Hearty, everyone. Waterloo.
You all wanted a safe zone. I gave you one. So is everyone else in this city. He can't write for shit. Now it's time you give us a safe zone too. You aren't the victims anymore. You're the new cool and are making it uncool to be straight.
Absolutely.
Isn't that
bonkers.
Ironic? And then yesterday he held a Trump rally.
At his restaurant? A Trump party
at his restaurant in Sydney.
A party what though? Celebrating that he's not...
The election.
That he hasn't won the election?
Yeah, no, because he said he won the election. Oh. This guy probably jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah, right.
He held a Make America Great Again. And they have he has a burger on at the moment, which is bright red. And keep in mind, all the food is vegan.
Yeah, sure.
Which is just so...
Which
like,
kind of goes against Trump.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. It's like,
all Trump eats is like fucking well done steaks.
Well, he eats and like two Big Macs and two fillet fishes.
That's
what he
eats. And
yeah.
No fries.
He has a burger called the Tremendous Trump Burger.
Cool.
Which is two plant patties, tomato sauce, double plant cheddar, crispy iceberg, lettuce, onions, pickles, and Mexican chipotle sauce on a red seeded plant.
You know,
bun.
Why would you put Mexican on it? Because this motherfucker was trying to build a wall.
Yeah, but there's a wall on the burger.
You know who spit on him for that burger?
An elderly
Trump.
Gay man?
Trump would.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible to him.
Yeah, an elderly gay man, Trump.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, there's like a photo of like him wearing like this like shitty denim jacket. And those gross, remember those like weird fad where like men's t-shirts were like angular down the bottom.
Oh,
like,
they got
like
cut
a straight
on
hem,
an angle.
They were cut on
I
an angle.
That. When that's sick.
It's so you didn't do the one tuck. You know when you tuck one side of your shirt in and then have one.
But
then
yeah, he's got a photo with a bunch of I guess Sydney Proud Boys. With like Keep America Great hats on and like Trump
he
t-shirts.
He sucks, yeah.
And then one guy's just wearing an Eternity t-shirt, Sydney New Year's Eve Eternity
t-shirt.
He
looks like
that's a good t-shirt.
The dude who cleans up in Hogwarts.
Can we fact check that? Does anyone know Harry
Hale
Potter
and
that
Hardy.
Well?
I'm obsessed. He's so weird.
Hale and Hardy.
Win or lose, we have been a real Donald Trump advocate since day in private. Until a certain someone made it public and brought our political views into our business life. LIDS has been held for our children and parents since that day. The abuse the gay, lesbian, and vegan community have dished out at us via private messages is gross and absolutely deplorable, to say the least. All this because we're private Trump supporters. We hope you're proud, guys. Proud, loud, and vegan.
So you're loud, but you're private.
Vegans for Trump is my new favorite like subsect of pro-Trump. Look at
so
that.
Bonkers.
Whoa.
Like,
Yeah, the Maori tats.
Maori tattoo flexing right next to like a big ass disgusting
vegan
burger.
Trump burger.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the extent of our political coverage this week. Just shitting on a guy who runs a vegan
anti-advertisement.
Yeah. So we do two.
Everyone here is just like the fucking worst person. Like the photos are amazing. It's just like
check out Hale and Hardy. If you
maybe save them, I reckon screenshot because I reckon they'll be
gone.
This page
down. People will be like, "What restaurant in Waterloo?"
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I was wondering where we're going to do our next live show. So it's kind of finally good we've got a venue.
Hey fam and hearty. Maybe if you're American and you're like embarrassed at like, you know, your country at the moment.
Just look at this
worry.
Like dumb vegan
we
simp.
Have those dumb motherfuckers here too.
And he's not a simp because he's vegan. He's a simp because he simps your president.
But it's so weird.
It's weird as hell.
Why would you do that from Australia
because
at a vegan restaurant?
Because it lets people know that you two are racist and that you can also be racist in this restaurant. Like, I don't get when people simp like world leaders that are like, you should never simp a politician.
Yeah, imagine
it's the fucking dumbest thing
I'm
ever.
Gonna open up a
being passionate about like
a Justin Trudeau tapas bar.
Yeah, called
oh wow,
Arabian
you
Nights.
Earn it.
You earned it.
You earn it. That's what they say.
You
their
earned
model.
It.
You earn it.
What is this? Is this a restaurant?
Yeah, they make cookies. You earn it.
It's insane. Yeah, just worshiping other countries' leaders is like fanatically strange. I mean, the only other person I can think of is people like around the world who thought Hitler was a cool bloke. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
you're kind of
like, well, no, you're just racist, and you know, it's insane. Being like, let me worship Trump in my vegan restaurant is so fucking
Anyway,
post Portlandia truth.
It's a new cool.
Come to my new Putin yakitori
new
bar,
cool
opening in Sydney next week.
The straight safe space is wild. As if like. Everywhere isn't.
Oh, those, yeah, the people that are so desperate to make themselves the victim of a situation they created for themselves.
So sick.
When have you ever been scared as a straight man in Sydney?
Well, man,
when the Mandalorians
you know what
are
those
now
elderly gays are like, no.
Man.
When the Mandalorians are now late of popping on Disney Plus.
Yeah, yeah, the
3 hours,
yeah.
Me and my anime statues.
Can we watch that again on the outro? That hologram?
No, I might vomit.
I will legitimately vomit.
I was so paranoid. I was about to like reveal
some secret, like a 21st birthday.
Like, oh, you've yeah.
So look, we've got Noon here for the long haul. He learned that we do two episodes every single week of Hey Fam. You try to get out of it.
Yeah,
you're like, I only do one. I'm like,
we're barely warming up.
I have no confidence.
You can't invite yourself to just one episode of Hey Fam.
Yeah.
You invite yourself for two. We do two episodes of Hey Fam every single week. One is called Hey Fam. You just listen to it. The other one is called Pay Fam. It costs $5 a month. And you get a second episode every single week. We're going to continue the Star Wars talk. We're going to talk about Steven Seagal.
Thank
I want to hear about your adventures in the Stevenverse. Have you watched the new Sofia Coppola movie on Apple TV?
Not quite yet.
Angus has.
I don't mind.
I watched it maybe last night or the
you
night
watched
before.
It, I'm sure. It.
Yeah, yeah.
When did I watch
talk
it?
Talk away.
Okay, we'll get in there.
Talk
we'll get,
away.
We're going to get into
me.
It.
It's mumblecore. You can't spoil anything.
Yeah,
it's some scenes.
Yeah.
I also want to talk to you guys about the movie that's number one in Australia at the moment.
Rams?
Sonic?
It's not Rams yet. I want to talk to you about
Rams.
That too.
Yeah,
we'll go
see
Rams
today, and the entire Dendy's stripped up. It looks like fucking the Chinese Man Theater in Hollywood for a Star Wars premiere, but it has like Sam Neill.
Rams.
And just Rams.
Chinese Man Theater?
Isn't that what it was called?
No.
It's called the Chinese
No,
theater,
it's like MANN.
It?
It's like the name
oh,
of the theater.
Oh, okay, right.
I didn't mean like the Chinese. No, I realize how that sounds. Yeah. I swear it was called Chinese Man's Theater.
Okay.
But I now realize why they changed it.
Whose man's is this?
Wait,
Kodak. Is it the Kodak Theater?
Chinese Man's Theater. I swear it was called that.
Kikkoman's. It's Kikkoman's.
What's that?
Because it's sponsored by the soy sauce.
Originally named.
Oh, okay.
It was called,
okay.
It was called Man's Chinese Theater. MANN. Okay. So I just go to the Chinese Man's Theater.
Okay. no, the current number one movie is called City of Lies. Do you
Whoa.
Know anything about it?
No, not yet.
I'll
see a poster for it.
It is the most insane story.
Okay.
Wait, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I want to see it because it sounds like a bonkers, shitty Hey Fam movie that we should. And just
I'm just looking at the cast
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, yeah, yeah, I know about this.
This
looks insane.
This is the Johnny Depp Biggie movie. Which
the one
is not,
that.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah,
yeah,
so, I know.
So
I've known about this for about 8 years.
The story behind it is insane. So I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I finished Super Mario Galaxy this morning.
Oh,
talk about that. All kinds of great
just
stuff.
Just talk about what you finished.
Nothing. I haven't finished anything.
I start a lot, but finish nothing.
I haven't played a video game for weeks. I'm saving it for the PS5. So,
ooh, day one is.
Next week, yeah, we could talk about
I'm
day one.
I'm abstaining from gaming until that PS5.
It's true.
Yeah, it's nothing like. No, I don't want to play a game until I play a PS5. I'm swearing on the pod.
You've got a Xbox Series S and X coming out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then you've got the PS5 coming out on Thursday. But I like to refer to those as the bread, because what's the gaming meat in the middle? It's Nintendo's new Game & Watch.
Oh, wow. Wednesday.
It's coming out on Wednesday.
Oh, finally. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a hell of a sandwich coming out next week.
Yeah.
Come and join us over at PayFam. It's over at patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month gets you access to the next episode, plus a new one every single week. See you over there. Otherwise, enjoy your morning. Noon. Everyone follow Noon at Heart Cola on Instagram.
Maybe. He might change it by the time we publish.
It might be like, what?
7 Up.
Yeah, I haven't done 7 Up.
Heart Dew? Nah. Have you been Dew?
I haven't been. Oh, Heart Dew.
Do you remember Mirinda, that one that they had at KFC?
I like that one.
Pasito.
Was it Mirinda?
Pasito. Yeah.
Mirinda drink. I'm still vomiting.
What was Sun-kissed? Mirinda?
Sun-kissed. Heart Sun-kissed.
This one. Remember
Heart
that one
Fanta
at KFC?
It's a good one.
Mirinda?
Oh, I love Mirinda. Sick,
yeah. Heart Mirinda.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you at some soft drink.
Oh, look. They made a Mirinda soda stream. We're just talking about SodaStream. I don't know if it was on the pod or not.
It wasn't.
Sponsored by Mirinda.
Maybe we'll talk about SodaStream on PayFam. Anyway,
we'll speak about off-brand SodaStream. Oh my god, there's it's Sarsi. What's Sarsi flavor? Oh, sarsaparilla.
Oh no, I think Sarsi, they do fruit ones.
Sarsaparilla is fuck it. If you
save this incredible content for PayFam.
Oh yeah, I guess it's our weekly.
It's a sneak peek, so you want to peel back that subscription
Mirinda
layer.
All right, so much let's talk about Mirinda as soon
enjoy
as we hit record. Do you need piss?
Hey.